Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local community, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just have a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct a quick survey with you, sir?
I suppose.
I'm sorry?
I said I suppose.
Okay. Thank you very much. So your name is Alan, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alan. And allow me just one moment, sir. And let me just ask, allow me just one moment, sir. Okay, let me just ask, what are year that you were born, sir?
56.
1956. Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices, sir? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or is chances 50-50?
I'll vote.
Thank you. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The funding on all that war going on.
It depends, right? Depending?
Yeah, I say the funding, all the money they're giving to the other countries.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Keep the war going on.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I'd go with Kennedy. It should be good.
Okay. Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there's no chances for you to vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. For Donald Trump?
No. I think 0. I don't think I'd vote for him.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
No, he's no good either.
I'm sorry?
I said he's no good either, no.
Thank you. Okay, and thinking about the election this November and the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Republican candidates or Democrat candidates in your district?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And this is the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Eric Hobde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Eric or whatever, Hobde or whatever.
Thank you. And who do you trust more if it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democrat Party?
What was the question?
The question is, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. When it comes to President Biden, you prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted by deportation rates. Is it strongly disagree on you, or is it strongly disagree, or strongly agree on that?
They all need to be made account of themselves, all the people coming across.
Thank you, sir. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
They'll be working for our economy regardless.
I understand that. Okay, now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals of migrants. Is it strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
That they should be allowed to work?
Yes.
I guess I would allow them to work.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly disagree or you strongly agree, sir?
If they're documented, right?
Yes, that's what they have to. If they pass the background and be living in the United States for over 10 years.
Well, I agree then, I guess.
Thank you. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who has passed a background check and worked essential job as a farm workers. Do you strongly disagree or strongly agree, sir?
I agree that they should be able to work.
Thank you. President... Okay, thank you, sir. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who have passed background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree, sir?
If they're married to a citizen.
Okay. Thank you. Allow me one moment. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024. Okay? Now, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries, to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressures on cities and states experience an increase in the arrivals of migrants. Do you much more likely on that or less likely on that, sir?
I ain't getting the questions right, so.
Okay. Let me read it to you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work as essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is it much likely to you?
I agree with that.
Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Is it much less likely to you or much more likely to you, sir? I'm sorry?
Whether their family can stay with them?
Yes.
I guess I guess it's right.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is it much less likely to you or much more likely, sir?
More likely.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done on this, sir, and I really appreciate for your valuable time. Allow me just one moment, sir, okay?
Yeah.
And please indicate if you are very concerned or some concern or little concern about Donald Trump and Republicans are racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is it very concerned to you, a little concern, or not at all concerned?
I guess a little concerned.
Little concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is it very concerned to you? A little concern, not at all concern.
Well, it's a concern.
It's a concern. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you? A little concern, not at all concern.
Well, I think he should stand up for what he says, but Biden don't do anything about the border.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to reach you a different approach former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even neither is exactly right. Donald Trump said we must just shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long that they have been in the country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Trump approach much closer or Biden approach much closer to you?
Trump, I believe, would do better.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about in the November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I'd go with Kennedy.
Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone in who is undocumented in this country without papers, and what is your relation to them? Are you acquaintance, co-workers, family members, or friend, or you don't have any?
I don't have any.
Thank you. Okay. And as a typical week, do you use any of these following sources to get your news and information? Instagram, Spanish language, MSNBC, YouTube, Fox News Channel, Facebook?
I don't use any of them. I don't have the internet.
None? Okay. Thank you. We're almost done on this, sir, and I really appreciate it, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Germany.
Germany. Okay. Allow me just one moment. Let me just clear Germany. Thank you, sir. Okay. And were you born on the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico?
I was born here. I thought you asked where my family came from or what.
I understand. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country, sir?
No, my parents were born here in the United States.
Thank you. Okay, what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I guess you can say strong.
Strong. Thinking as a political term, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? Liberal.
Conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
12.
College?
No, high school, 12th grade.
High school, okay. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, sir?
Alan.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants? Okay. Then we already finished with this survey. I just wanted to say, Alan, thank you very much for your precious and valuable time. It has been a pleasure talking to you. Everything that we just talked and you just answered are very confidential. Thank you so much, and hopefully everything changes within the future. You have a wonderful afternoon and enjoy your dinner, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.